So tell us about the Village Idiots podcast, Zoe.
Tune in because we talk about lots of different topics. I have a vast and wide array of knowledge. And we all know the moon landing was fake.
Next season of Village Idiots, canceled edition. Am I right or am I right?
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange. On this episode of Coffee and Cryptids, we will be talking about the lesser known and a little close to home cryptid known as the Defiance Dogman. Did you know that Ohio, surprisingly, is chock full of werewolf sightings? I, for one, didn't know that. One of the most surprising occurrences of this phenomenon was documented in the town of Defiance, Ohio, in the summer of 1972. A railroad worker, Ted Davis, was having a pretty normal workday on July 25th, 1972, when he took sudden notice of two huge dog-like paws on the ground right in front of him. As he stumbled backwards and his eyes lifted, he met the gaze of a creature that had to be standing at least 6 feet tall. Ted noted that the uncanny creature had a hunch to its back and was grasping a large wooden plank. The creature then pummeled Ted in the shoulder with the wood before running away. July 30th, only a couple days later, Ted was back at work with his colleague, Tom Jones, and the monster returned. This time, it was watching the men from some nearby bushes. When the creature knew its cover was blown, it took off yet again. The two men filed a police report after this interaction, and an investigation was opened. When Police Chief Donald Breckler was questioned about the investigation by the news, he had this to say: "We don't know what to think. We didn't release it when we first got the report about a week ago, but now we're taking it seriously. We're concerned about the safety of our people." A third sighting occurred not long after. A grocery store employee was driving late one night when an impossibly large, dog-like creature ran across the road right in front of the car. Local newspapers began to cover the sightings, which added to the already spooky atmosphere. More reports and sightings flooded in after the news coverage, which caused some general panic. There was talk of possible livestock mutilations, unexplained howls, and wolf-like tracks being found. Other locals even claimed to see the physical transformation occur.
I cannot imagine witnessing a physical transformation like that. I think I would scream.
Yeah, I think that my psyche would break, to be honest. I don't even feel like I could comprehend it physically.
I'd probably have to be put in a psych ward if I saw that.
Oh, yeah. And there's enough in Ohio.
Yeah.
There's a lot around here. We can always go to a good old Mansfield Reformatory.
Go lock me up with the ghosts.
That'll make you feel better. Meet a specter.
Doubt.
Doubt. Press X to doubt. All the sightings remained remarkably consistent. The creature was characterized as being bipedal, with very muscular wolf-like features, covered in hair, and at least 6 feet in height. But just as quickly as the story of the mysterious dogman began, new sightings seemed to vanish overnight. With a sharp decline in reports during July, there's been a couple sightings years after the initial reports. In the 1970s, a driver claimed to have seen a similar creature just north of the nearby town Tiffin. Encountering the Defiance Dogman is a rare but unexplainable event. The creature closely matches the description of the Michigan Dogman and the Germantown Dogman.
I actually lived in Germantown for a while with an ex-boyfriend of mine.
Yep. Matt,
if you're listening, I hate you.
Yeah, gross.
Literally. His house is maybe a block away from State Route 4, so I frequently drove on that route to get to the highway to, like, visit my parents or to get to 123, which I took to get to work. But one night I was driving down Route 4 after visiting my parents that day, and I was around the intersection with Infirmary Road when I saw a large figure on the side of the road. I didn't think much of it at first. I just kind of assumed it was like, oh, that's a deer or something. It's not coming in front of my car, so it's fine. Like, I'm just going to keep driving. But when I checked my mirrors and I saw what had to have been a dog man standing all the way upright watching my car, just, like, I didn't know if it was going to follow after me or not, but I was freaking out. Like,
oh my God.
Maybe I was hallucinating, who's to say, but it haunts me every time I think about it. And I know Matt had a couple sightings too, just like living in that area for as long as he did, but yeah, I still have nightmares about that dog, man.
That's insane. Yeah. For context, Nyx here had told me that you had a bunch of like a sighting, and I was like, don't tell me, like, I don't want to know, you have to wait. Like, I have been waiting for this moment to talk about it. That's insane. That's horrifying.
Just completely upright. And it's like, you can't mistake that for something else. It is exactly as it's described.
Really, like the 6 foot tall and everything.
Massive, really hairy. Like, it wasn't, I don't think it was fully upright when I first like glanced at.
Oh.
But it was definitely upright when I looked back, and it was staring straight at my Crown Vic.
See, that's not the Crown Vic.
The Crown
Leave
Vic.
Leave the Crown Vic alone. That's insane. Like, could you tell, like, any wolf-like features from when you were looking at it, if you remember? Because I know that's kind of, like, a hard thing to ask. If not, that's fine. But, like,
I vaguely remember seeing, like, kind of, like, the snout shape. But it was, like, pretty dark.
Right. Yeah. It would be hard to see. It definitely wasn't someone's uncle or something.
Oh, God,
sure.
No. That's for sure. It was way too hairy looking. Like, I genuinely just assumed it was a deer at first because I wasn't paying that much attention.
Yeah.
ADHD be wildin', but.
Yeah, I didn't. I had no idea I was researching this topic because I wanted a lesser known cryptid. I'm going to do that. And, you know, and there's like newspaper articles and everything to look at. Like, it's still all there and very easily accessible.
I know at the Germantown Library, they have some old, like, newspaper articles that have been saved,
yeah.
Like a binder full of them. And I want to say there's one or two talking about dogman sightings.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to go just like peruse all of like the historical stuff in that library when I was bored.
Oh, fair. Fair. I mean, what else are you supposed to do in Germantown?
There ain't much. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. It's crazy. It was covered in the Toledo newspaper even.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll put the link below for whoever's interested. I actually have the link on my phone.
I will definitely be checking that out.
Yeah, it's insane. I was like, this is crazy. And like, I've never once heard that since being here. The Loveland Frogman, everybody's heard of, still great.
Yeah, everybody's heard of it. It's a huge deal, but the Dogman is not very common.
No.
I know when I was dating Matt, he said apparently it comes from some sort of native folklore, but don't put my word for it.
Yeah.
Maybe like fact check me on that one.
Yeah, I couldn't find any like historical origins of anything. I was, you know, researching sightings and whatnot, and I found some of the newspapers, but I never found where it possibly could have come from or anything like that. And it was weird too. So they always noted that although it's like a werewolf-like creature, it was never really sighted on like when a full moon was happening.
That is on.
Right. So that was one thing like I consistently noticed while looking and researching the different articles, is they made note of that specifically.
Maybe full moon and werewolves aren't as intertwined as we think.
Yeah.
In pop culture, at least.
Right, yeah. Because it could just be like a movie magic type of thing. Like, you know, as much as I love H2O, just add water. I don't think that mermaids, hear me out. I don't think that mermaids become possible when you're in the moon pool.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yeah.
I love it.
Love
show,
that show, but
so good.
I don't know. I also like to think that vampires don't actually hate garlic.
Yeah, because come on.
Yeah.
They're creatures of taste, literally. They're gonna like garlic.
Yeah, plus, I want to say garlic's like a natural blood thinner or something.
Right.
So it's like, oh no, they hate garlic. It just makes it easier for them to drink you.
Truer things have never been spoken before. Who really is the dog man? Was it just mass hysteria? Aliens? We may never know.
It's always aliens.
I'm just saying, man. Hear me out.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.